Fallout 4 Lourdes Loya, LOYA, on January 24th, 2013, carbon copy to Clinica in Nevada. A 38-year-old woman with a history of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, diffuse pain in neck, back, and bilateral shoulders. Return for follow-up period. Status post injections in both wrists. In September of 2012, and still doing fairly well. Period. She is reporting numbness, mostly in her left hand. Period. She recently fell and has injured her right ankle, and now undergoing evaluation and therapy for that injury. Period. A patient hasn't started physical therapy. Period. He was placed on Savella by primary care physician and tolerates that well. Period. EMG of her lower extremities were significant for mild, moderate, and sensory peripheral neuropathy of bilateral lower extremities. Period. Other medications are metformin, 2,000 mg a day, glyburide, 5 mg, lisinopril, thiochlorothiazide, lantus, novalin, tricor, 145 mg daily, aspirin. Savella dose unknown, gabapentin, 300 mg a day. Period. On exam, well-developed obese woman, not in acute distress, has diminished range of motion in cervical spine, posterior neck tenderness, bilateral shoulder tenderness, positive 10L in the left wrist. Antalgic gait, diminished range of motion in the right ankle due to pain. Assessment number one, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period will postpone repeating the injections. Assessment number two, fibromyalgia. Assessment number three, peripheral neuropathy, likely diabetic. Assessment number next, recent ankle injury. Period. Plan refer patient for physical therapy. Continue current medications. Period. We'll see her for a follow-up in 2 months and consider repeating carpal tunnel injections. Period. Continue wearing braces every night. Sign Yuri Gadaev, PAC.